Where did ants learn to be gardeners? Find out next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
Farming and gardening are said by evolutionary scientists to be very advanced activities. They say that primitive man did not do these things. Gardening developed only recently in man's history. But if there is a creator, we would expect that he would have taught many kinds of creatures to care for plants or even trees. Guess what? There are even ants who garden. There is a particular type of fierce ant which cares for the South American bull's horn acacia tree. While the ants don't need the tree for their survival, they do eat portions of it. But they never eat enough to cause damage to the tree. In fact, the ants protect their tree. They snip off any vines or other growth which comes too close to the tree, maintaining plenty of growing room for their tree. The ants are aggressive enough to keep the other insects or even birds or larger animals away from their tree. In studying this amazing relationship, researchers have removed the ants from some of these trees. Within 2 to 15 months, the tree is dead. Without the ants' care, animals eat off all the leaves and the surrounding plants overrun it. Who taught these ants to be gardeners? How could two so very different kinds of life develop such a close relationship? This results in a great mystery for evolution. Without ants, you couldn't evolve the tree. And without the tree, the ants couldn't learn to care for it. You can't get around it. Both were created fully formed, and the Creator taught the ants how to care for the tree.
If you'd like to read more about creation science and biblical worldview issues, visit creationmoments.com for weekly blog posts, articles, and answers to frequently asked questions. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE.